Well, I suppose it doesn't go far enough yet. It certainly is a help, and it will certainly relieve the capacity issue. But Sligo University Hospital is operating most days at 100% capacity, meaning that there's no vacant beds. So this always leads to the overcrowding then in the emergency department, and particularly now that we've hit the winter surge with the flu and you know, where there's going to be increased admissions. So, but this is good news today. It is good news that they have opened it, and this was a really good contingency plan, and that there are 26 beds open, and it took a lot of work on behalf of the staff to open that unit, and it will greatly help the overcrowding. But I suppose the big thing that does need to open is the 42-bed unit that will definitely relieve the capacity issues. But I suppose looking forward, other contingency plans like this need to be made in the interim before that build, because this is an ongoing problem. As I said, the hospital are always faced with the capacity issue. We have 100% capacity. This certainly will help, but we do need to look at other contingency plans, like opening further beds in the interim before the new build, because since that was planned, the population has increased. The demographics of our region are, we have the highest percentage of over 65s, which do need increased medical and health care. So, yes, it's great, it's opened, and it's good news, and it certainly will relieve capacity. But we do have 52 and large numbers waiting on trolleys, which is just not acceptable, and we do need to do more in terms of opening more beds like this.
And ultimately, that is really all down to adequate staffing, isn't it? Like this new 26-bed extension and the new expected or long-awaited 42-unit will only be fully operational if there's adequate staff on site.
Absolutely, Catherine. That is a massive issue. And actually finding enough staff in terms of nursing staff to run these units is becoming increasingly a problem, because more and more of our graduates are emigrating, and that's due to the fact that you know, working conditions a lot of times, etc. So we do need to, it is staff and beds are the two issues, and there needs to be efforts made at recruiting more staff and indeed retaining staff. So more efforts have to be made in that regard as well, and trying to make it more attractive for perhaps those staff who have emigrated from Sligo and Leitrim back to Sligo.